Blog Talk Radio.
Is coming up real soon, ladies and gentlemen. See a CEO and an awesome businesswoman with B Source Office and Marketing LLC. Can't wait to bring her on, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we got a few announcements. Hey, that number is 347 to dial in. I want you guys to tweet out to everybody on the planet right now. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all points north. The call-in number 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You need to bring it. You say, what is that, Kevin Vaughn? What is you need to bring it? Well, we want you to bring your talent, your business, your product, business services. Whatever you do with excellence, whatever you do professionally, we want to bring it to the network, ladies and gentlemen, so people can say, oh, I didn't know you did that. I need to buy some of that. I love it. So that's something you need to bring us all about, ladies and gentlemen. Our goal is to promote you and help you grow in your network, and not only in the United States, but all across the globe. Hey, this is Kevin Vaughn with you. You've tapped into You Need to Bring It. Thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful network today. Hey, also, too, guys, we want to thank God for everything. We thank Him for everything. Don't get that twisted. We're thanking God for everything right now in Jesus' mighty name. Also, too, we got this weekend. We got Mother's Day coming up. Y'all know, I know some of y'all, your moms have gone on, but your mothers are living. Make sure you celebrate mom, no matter if she's transitioned or she's still alive. You need to celebrate your mother even right now. Amen. So happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mommies out there, all the wonderful mothers who do such a great job. You talk about superheroes. Man, moms are definitely superheroes today. So I want to make sure all the children and all the husbands and family members honor the mother, honor mom today. And, of course, this weekend as well, in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you so much, mommies, for all that you do. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put that number out there, 347-843-4559. We are excited. And also, too, I trust that you're having a great day today and that you're getting stuff done. It's all about being on purpose and having an action item, guys, having things to do. We don't want nobody to be lazy. Right? You hear that? I don't want anybody to be lazy. There's no excuse for success today. Amen. So get it done, and you'll be on the run to get it done. I love it. So we appreciate you. And also, too, guys, thank you so much for the opportunity to share this, too. I want you guys to share this out on your network, and I want you to get excited about what we're doing here on the network as well. Hey, this is You Need to Bring It, and if you want to be on the program, hey, just holler at me. Give me a call, 404-410-2334, 401-0233. We'd be glad to be a part of that. But welcome, everybody. You need to bring it. We get ready. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let me go and read Ms. Sims' bio real quickly before we bring her on. Ladies and gentlemen, Valencia Sims, CEO, ladies and gentlemen, The Source Office and Marketing LLC. I love it. Hey, that website is on the network here, but the website is V as in victory, sourcemarketing.com. That's thesourcemarketing.com. She'll be telling us more about that again. You'll be hearing it again as well. Valencia Sims, ladies and gentlemen, collaborates with small and large-sized global companies to improve their organization performance, operations process, and through her virtual business secret sauce, oh, I love it, ebooks, audio podcasts, Valencia Sims brings 15 years of specialized, what, 15 years? She only looked at, oh, 15 years, specialized expert knowledge, I love it, and entrepreneur and professionals by speaking to topics relevant to sustaining a profitable business operating in an electronic commerce. Amen. So not only is she nationwide, ladies and gentlemen, she is global. Y'all, welcome to the network, ladies and gentlemen. Valencia, Sims, Mr. Sims, how are you doing? How are you? How's it going today? God bless you.
Hey, Kevin. You need to bring it.
Oh, yeah, you got to bring it. Cause we are not playing, Sister Sims. We ain't playing.
We're here. Amen.
Yes, so go and say a few words to the network, please, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Hi, network. You need to bring it with Kevin.
Yes, we want you to bring it. Well, Valencia, you know, it's a beautiful day in the state of Georgia. You're not too far from me, and that's wonderful. Can't wait to see you live one of these days, but we're going to do that one of these days as well. But if you would, we always like to give our guests some opening statement. Anything you'd like to say? Because there's been a lot going on the last 12 months or more, but anything you'd like to say to the network before we get started?
Definitely. I just want to encourage our family to stay diligent. Stay focused, stay prayed up, and just keep counting these coins, just keep counting this paper, and just keep moving forward. Pivoting is the main thing. That's going to be like the whole aura of everything I'm discussing. It's, you know, just pretty much jumping on the wave and riding it. That's basically my message for everyone that's listening, whether they're in business or not in business. Just ride
away. That's right, Sister Chen. I love it. In fact, Sister Chen, I always have some fun with this, but this is very serious. Y'all need to get saved. That's the bottom line right there. How about that? Y'all just need to get saved, and y'all can call me on that one. I'll give you my number. We'll help you get that done in Jesus' name. 404-401-0233. And I am serious about that one because that's what it's going to take to win, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Come on now. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
We could all use a little saving.
Exactly. Yeah, because we ain't going to be here forever. You better know where you're going, folks. You better know where you're going because we want you to bring it right to the source. Bring it right back to the
source. I'm telling you, you're leading the way.
Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, if you're just joining us, we have the awesome Valencia Sims with the CEO and founder of V as a Victor Source Office and Marketing LLC, her website. I want you guys to go there and blow it up right now. Check her out. V as in Victor, sourcemarketing.com. That's wonderful. Well, Valencia, let's tell us a little bit. First of all, let's tell us a little bit about you. You know, a little bit of history about you, where you're born, raised, and family, and a little bit of that. Don't tell them too much, of course, but, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Okay. I'm an Atlanta native, Georgia Peach, born
and
raised.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, Georgia.
I love Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. okay, and I want to point out this 15 years of experience. Yes, I have 15 years of experience. Okay?
Wow.
Just don't let the success supersede the hard work. Definitely a specialized expert in my field. VSource Office and Marketing is an industry leader in virtual assistance. In 2003, before virtual assistance was even the wave like it is now with remote workers and telecommuting and so forth, my business was born a virtual business. So there's that. I have three young adult sons, and Quinn Davis. They're amazing.
Wonderful entrepreneurs.
They're amazing. They're happy. They're excited. My history, I have a little bit of history in internet radio, so they're excited to know that I'm tapping back in. And also, I want to shout out my fantastic fiance that's on vacation right now, Mr. Mark Anthony Bell. Another amazing supporter. So here we are, virtually leading the way.
Boy, that's wonderful, Felicia. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you need to bring it, it's Kevin Bond and my special, special guest, Felicia Tim, talking about our business today, ladies and gentlemen, VSource Office and Marketing LLC. Well, let's get right into it, Felicia, because we don't waste too much of your time today. One thing we want to do is hit it and quit it today because it's all about the Benjamins, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about making some money at the right way. Of course, the right way, make some money. I love it. Well, Felicia, first of all, you know, we've got a lot. Matter of fact, I think over 50% of the nation is made up of small business, probably more than that. I think it's 65 or 85% is made up of small business and medium-sized businesses, as you know, as well. So we know your particular area is so important as well. But if you what's been happening with your business in the last few months, I guess? You know, we've been just going through a pandemic now. So tell us what you've been doing in the last 12 months.
Okay, so in the last 12 months, pretty much like all small businesses, especially in the Atlanta metro area, we shuttered initially. I mean, you know, we took the shock of the pandemic pretty much the same way every business across the globe did. And then just by the grace of God and the mercy... were able to get granted. We got grant funding maybe 6 months.
That's great.
Just based off of demographics and just everything else, based off of length of being in business, et cetera, we were able to be grant funded. And so with that, I just said, okay, with this funding, we're going digital. We're going to go digital like we never done before as a company. And I'm not really big. I mean, I'm an expert in marketing, but it's more or less like marketing as a concept and not just like your actual marketing things like design and stuff like that and web design. And I'm just not, that's really not what I'm very good at, but I have a little bit of skill in it. So I hopped right in into designing my website during lockdown for the business. It's like, okay, I got this time. Nothing's really going on. Let's go in digitally from the other side of this thing. And we did. And so since then, we just basically been onboarding clients through our digital portal that way. And not having to worry about face-to-face meetings and in-person contact due to the COVID restrictions and everything. We went really hard digitally.
Powerful.
And that's pretty much where we are. We got to onboarding and reaching out and connecting and talking, and I got to recruiting, global recruiting, because there's other businesses all across the world that can bring substance to your any small business. Outsourcing is a big thing. That's one of the biggest things that my ebook audio podcast is about. Virtual Business Secret Sauce ebook, the first podcast, the audio podcast is about outsourcing and how to integrate outsourcing into your business.
Wonderful.
So definitely a tool for, like I said, riding the wave and pivoting. You know, delegate some of these things.
Absolutely. Yeah, find that talent, right, that supports your brand, supports your need or your customers or your clients' needs, and keep it moving. But you're right, Felicia, on that for sure. You know, over the past 12 months, you couldn't even touch yourself, let alone touch other people.
Exactly.
So
the best thing to do Right. Yep. The best idea was to get in there digitally from the other side of things. It was the best thing to do. And if, even wherever any listener, if they're starting up, just anything you're doing, really hone into technology, really sharpen your skills and see, you know, see what you can use to enhance your lifestyle in general digitally.
Yep.
It's just a real good idea.
Yes, it is brilliant. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no outside of getting with Valencia. You want to definitely get with her, ladies and gentlemen. Her wonderful website is VSource, V as in Victor, sourcemarketing.com. You start there, give her a holler, and get that appointment set up as well so you can get that journey started as well so you can get set up properly and learn. But, you know, Valencia, I was looking at my business. You know, we had to do it anyway. Even if the pandemic didn't hit, still would have to do the digital stuff anyway and dive to the next level.
True.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we got pushed ahead of schedule, which is great sometimes for people, you know. So we're glad that happened.
It is. It makes us competitive.
Yeah.
It makes us very competitive.
And actually,
competition
learn.
Is good. Exactly.
Yeah, help you learn and push yourself to areas that you can really do. And I think that's probably the best part. It pushes you to learn new stuff and to know, hey, I can really do that. You know, if I just focus in on that, make it happen. So that's
wonderful.
That is so powerful. So we're so proud of you and your family specifically. You got three boys, you know. We love our young men, so we pray for our young men. And anything I can do to help on our end, let us know as well to help push them out.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
Amen. Yeah, so Valencia, let's talk about business because that's what we like to do on this network. So we got people wanting to start a business, and let's walk through. I'm going to use me right now. So I've just called you for an appointment, and I want to start my own business. And what's that process start? I said, ring, you answered. And I said, Valencia, I want to start a business, and I know what my business is and everything. I'll give you all the details. But what happens next? How do I get set up in business, and how do I get my goods and services started through your network? What do you guys do for business today?
So after the initial phone conversation with me, which is very much informal, I kind of like to align myself with clients that are seeking to onboard. I like to align myself and my company as a partner with whatever whom we're working with. So that first initial conversation is very informal but informative at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You're given the opportunity to view our corporate presentation initially just to make sure that we're that correct, great fit for your task or project. And then what's asked of a client, a potential client from there, is to think about the next 90 days of your business. What does that look like for you? A really easy-to-reach short-term goal is what's required next. And none of these things have any type of fee attached to it initially because we're trying to see, you know, it's that gate opening, you know, it's kind of like a cold call when we're first initially, you know, making contact with each other as business owners or just as inquirers or startups or just whatever. Or I just want to see if I can help my husband or my kid is, you know, that type of conversation. So it's just very, like I said, informal but informative. And then after we decide that it might be a good fit, you are, you know, asked to think about your next 90 days and what type of results would you like to see, what type of realistic, tangible, actionable results you would like to see for your business. And then from there, it's analyzed strategically by me and, you know, see if we have the staff available to support whatever type of outcome that onboarded client is seeking within 90 days. And then, to be honest with you, Kevin, we bring it after that. We're off and running.
It's
no more questions after you know what you want to do the next 90 days.
I love it. That's powerful, Valencia. Yes, I love planning. Planning is so key, ladies and gentlemen. You got to plan your business if you want to be successful. We're not talking about your hobby. We're talking about your business here. So that's why Valencia Sims, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of VSource, V as in Victor Source Office and Marketing LLC, is so important to have in your repertoire of businesses to talk to and to contact for your initial concerns and initial questions as well. So that's pretty powerful when you think about it. And also, too, Valencia, what's important, too, like you said, the technology. Do you guys consult in that area, too, on what type of technology people need you know, to get started too, because people sometimes just don't know, even whether it's their office or home office. Do you help out in the technology side a little bit too as well?
We can definitely make product recommendations in that area, especially just going to be to, you know, make sure that we can deliver whatever you know, service needed on our end, definitely. But from the gate, vSource is a now more digital, accessibly, you know, manageable platform. So Onboard is kind of like just drop their email into our subscriber box, and then from there you're into the digital funnel. So it kind of like, it kind of like holds your hand and onboards you. Like, you get notifications. We have a message box on the website where we can communicate like a chat. It's kind of like a social network behind the scenes when you're onboarded. So that's a tool we offer free right off the jump to get people going.
That's great, Bliss. You know, because, you know, part of business, matter of fact, one of the main business parts, especially with clients, is the follow-up, as you know. You got to follow up.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about there.
And we have those algorithms, you know, set up digitally to where you're all the way, you're synced in, and you can't miss a step. Your reminders, you know, you have a digest of communications from the website. We've got a blog. We also have we have breakout group, like special interest groups on the back office of vSource as well, like the financial planning evaluation for entrepreneurs. We have a business development training, which right now is actually free for 16 weeks if you give us your email address. And you don't have to do nothing else. Just be a part of the training.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's really cool, man. Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. Wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you need to bring it. We're here with the wonderful CEO, ladies and gentlemen, of vSource Office and Marketing, ladies and gentlemen. Her website, the website for the company, ladies and gentlemen, is V as in Victor, sourcemarketing.com. Check it out. I want you guys to blow that up right now. I want you guys to push it out on your social media as well. Hey, also, too, guys, guess what? You can get in touch with them also on LinkedIn, and Facebook, and Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, on top of that. So that's pretty exciting.
Amen.
Well, let's talk about this special sauce. Tell, what's that all about? What's the special sauce? Because that's got to be top secret stuff there, ain't it? You can't let everybody know everything.
I mean, you would think, but just to be honest with you, Kevin, it's about electronic commerce. That's the secret sauce.
Gotcha.
It's about electronic commerce. It's about getting in here, getting inside this digital divide, honing in on technology, the tools we need to be competitive, and that's the secret sauce. But there's a little bit more to it too. You have to kind of be in to really you know, get the nitty gritty of that. But just in the front, the sauce is electronic commerce. You know, that's digital wallets, digital payments in regards to your business.
Well, that's great. So you talk about the e-book. Tell people how to get to that. Tell a little bit about it and how to get to it as well.
Okay, so right now you can go to Facebook and type in Virtual Business Secret Sauce inside the search. That'll just be the easiest way to do that. Because just to be honest with you right off the bat, everybody, I don't remember what the web address is for e-book. But that's what you can do. Go to Facebook, type in Virtual Business Secret Sauce, and that's the page. The audio ebook first podcast is on SoundCloud. And the best way to get to the first podcast that's on SoundCloud is just to go to vsourcemarketing.com and then click on our blog and go in through there. Because once again, that's a big, long web address, and I don't know the web address. But the easiest way to get to all of our content is through vsourcemarketing.com. And don't forget to drop your email address inside that subscribe box. Get 16 weeks free business development training for yourself or your associate, or give it as a gift.
I love it. Yeah, that's great. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you need to bring it, and we are bringing it to you today, ladies and gentlemen, with the CEO and founder of vSource Office and Marketing, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, that wonderful website, guys. I want you guys to share this website out, guys. V as in Victor, sourcemarketing.com. And, of course, also, too, just type in that information on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitter as well. This is we're interviewing today, Valencia Sen, CEO. And we're just excited about her being with us today on You Need to Bring It. Yeah. I love it. Well, let's talk about the pros and the cons of business today. We always know about the pros. What's some of the challenges that you've seen in the last 12 months for people in business now? What's some of the hurdles or areas you need help in?
Let me just jump right in, and I'm going to be cutthroat honest because that's the type of CEO I am.
Yep.
The pseudo-diversity, equity, and inclusion, the pseudo-diversity, equity, and inclusion is a roadblock and a hurdle. If companies and entities and all this wokeness and all this other stuff is going to kind of like be counterproductive towards what is being, you know, things are marketed to different sectors a different type of way, okay? But then as a business owner, we kind of straddle the fence of being both. You kind of straddle like being, I guess I'll just use this term for lack of a better word, from being a business owner and a civilian, right? Because you're in society and you're doing the society, political, climate type stuff, but then also you're a small business and we know small businesses are struggling. So I think a hurdle right now is people kind of like not really understanding what the essence of diversity, inclusion, and equity really means and kind of just using it as a hashtag wave or a bandwagon to ride. And that's not conducive and it's not going to be, it's very counterproductive to the small business owners' climate.
That's good. So is there,
and I'm getting this research from just regular business development calls, the dialing for dollars that we all have to do throughout our day, you know, making connections. And I'm hearing this. People are hesitant to do business because of what type of administration is governing the free world at the moment.
Yeah.
A lot of small things affect business big.
Yes.
And
yes.
So that's what I see as a hurdle.
That's good. That's good, Sister Stella. I like that. Very, very good information. You know, one thing.
What do you think about that, though? Like, is that kind of like what
you're saying? Very, very important. And, you know, the biggest thing is people got to do their research.
Right.
So that's the big thing about business. They got to do their research. And another reason why, because things are changing so much, you know, I was going to mention, you know, you got to have a good CPA today. No doubt about that. You got to have a good CPA. You got to have a good, you may, it depends on how big your company is, but you need a lawyer, you know, all that good stuff, just so you can protect yourself from the thing, especially if you got an HR division where you're hiring, you know, a lot of forth. So you got to have all that in place.
And I think those are things that we have, too, through VRS. We have a small business law advocate. We have small business attorneys on staff. We have a certified public accountant on staff. And these individuals work alongside me with our clientele. So I absolutely agree on that.
Yeah, so that's good.
But on the plus side, about what you were saying, the client experience is what a big, you know, a big happy space for business right now. Being able to deliver to your client, being able to collaborate with the client, being able to network together, pat each other on the back. What's that word that came? Net weaving, you know, somebody that may have seemed like a competitor. You know, being able to find a happy medium for you and that type of business to work together. So we have some upsides, too, going on in small business.
Yeah, that's the better side right there because it's all about collaboration is what we're saying, talking about here right now is collaborating with other people. So, yeah, because I don't do everything. Mm-hmm. You don't do everything. So guess what? Hey, why can't we work together if it comes up, the business comes up?
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
And if you have the better... you know, you have the better groundwork put together to handle my task. I definitely want to outsource that and delegate that to you. I definitely want to do that.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, so that's part of the deal there. Because, see, we're talking about a global market, ladies and gentlemen, too, at the same time. So you got to think global, not just, you know, in your corner of the world. So that's why we talked about things. It's so important, guys, to expand your horizons. And make sure you understand the global market and what you're going to have to do from, I'm talking about from all parts of the country or all parts of the world, you should be able to deliver that if that's what you want to do for your company as well. You know, you mentioned a key thing too, Sister Sims is you got to build relationships. We got to build relationships. That's the key, too, as well.
You got to be open to collaboration. And you need to be, another thing, be coachable.
There
Somebody
you go.
Might have more knowledge than you. Mm-hmm. Be open to being advised.
Yeah.
And do a lot of listening,
mm-hmm.
especially if there's things that you're trying to change, overcome, or get better at in your business. Listening, you'll be amazed at what you can do and what changes you can make and what strategies you can implement in your organization and your operational processes. If you, seek some advisory, seek some coaching, have that consultation, have that coffee meeting, have that Zoom meeting, be on time, treat your business obligations like that's the way you're, literally, that's the way you're going to eat for that day.
Absolutely. That's powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us all across the globe there, You Need to Bring It with Kevin Vaughn, my special guest, Valencia Sims, ladies and gentlemen, she's CEO and founder, ladies and gentlemen, of The Source, as V as in Victor, sourcemarketing.com. I want you guys to go to that website. And not only that, I want you to share that website with everybody on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. Matter of fact, she's going to have to get a whole new office, ladies and gentlemen, when you blow up that website. She has to get a whole new office, but she's going to start hiring some people. I love it. Amen, amen. Well, Valencia, I always ask my guests about our young people. They are so brilliant. They got so many great ideas, and they just don't know sometimes just what to do with that idea or business. And can you talk to our young men and women out there that have an idea and want to start your own business and make some money? What do you have for them in your network?
A business is work.
Yep.
That's what I have for the youth that are involved in V-Source Office and Marketing.
Yeah.
Like my sons, they are interim executives as needed for training purposes and research and development,
exactly.
It works, internet projections aren't reality. That's another thing I have for example, a like could be a fake like. These perceptions of alternate reality don't really work in business.
Yeah.
Like the amount of likes doesn't really project where your business is in the real world. So that's another thing too with the youth, because I know the whole social media world projects a false reality of how things really work.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the youth's go-to method of transportation through the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so just my advice is, dabble outside of that Edward Nigma world and do some real world things. Volunteer. My sons, they used to be so mad when they were little. Every year you have to do the toys for kids that don't have them. They've always been taught to give back. Real world stuff. Things that really make a real difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's powerful.
But that's my advice to the youth. Do some real world stuff that makes a real difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact,
in addition to, a little bit of everything, hone in and dabble into real experiences outside of the virtual world.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. That's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, for those young people that you're listening, you may need a little counsel. Hey, you can definitely start with B Source Marketing, ladies. B as in Victor, sourcemarketing.com. Get some consultation there in that area. But we want to encourage you to follow your dreams, guys. Follow your instinct. Follow what God has placed in your heart to do. There is a way. Don't think you got to do it by yourself, Sister Sims. That's one thing I want our young people to understand. You don't have to do it by yourself. I know you may be the only child. You may be the brilliant person in college, don't have any friends. I don't know. But you have a great idea. Don't go by yourself. Don't try to do it all by yourself. We have the answers for you. So you can holler at us via the internet, guys. Sister Sims' network is on LinkedIn. Facebook and Twitter. And again, V as in Victor, sourcemarketing.com is the website, and you can start there. Always ask a lot of questions, guys. Ask questions. If we don't know, we're going to find out for you. That is for sure. To help you grow, ladies and gentlemen, because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We are going to do it, and guess what? We are going to bring it to you, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it. That's great. So, Valencia, about V-Source now, what are you guys looking forward to in the future? How's your future looking? Because, you know, we got things starting to open back up. I know the traffic is crazy in Atlanta right now because everybody's
out. Yeah, it is. Traffic is definitely bananas in Atlanta, and our corporate office is in Perimeter Center, and it's a nightmare getting in and out. Even though the building, due to COVID, is still only like at 70%
really?
Not occupied.
Right.
it's still craziness out here. But we are very much so looking into our venues.
Yeah.
We're like I told you before, you know, I have experience in entertainment as far as internet radio and publicity goes. And I had clients in the entertainment industry before COVID. And once it came in, we were pre-planning, you know, festivals and, you know, shows and things like, you know, ticket stuff, events and so forth. And so that was another part of our business that shuttered.
Because a
big part, like that's a 40% part of our business, the entertainment industry, because we're in Atlanta, you know, movies, music, you know, we're in Atlanta. So our entertainment industry is 40% of V-Source office and marketing revenue because of those type of industry professionals, actors, actresses, models, you know, sports figures, et cetera. We're looking forward to beefing up that part of our business. Again, the entertainment industry part of the business. We're really looking forward to beefing that up and having more events and bookings and so forth.
Yeah, that's going to be powerful. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Things are starting to open up slowly there, and everybody's chomping at the bit to get back to some business or making some money. That's what it's all
about. And being entertained in a group.
Yeah, exactly.
Socialize, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I felt so
fun. We love mixing business events with entertainment.
Yeah.
We're always looking to add some type of essence of entertainment to webinars, to networking events, et cetera.
Absolutely. Blessy. I like that. Yeah, I felt so sorry for the children because, you know, the children got to play, and they weren't, they're kind of limited, playing with their buddies and friends. So I think some of them are getting back to that. But it's amazing how we all need each other, man. We can't be an island, that's for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to be a,
we can.
Amen. So that's what it's all about, guys, on You Need to Bring It with Kevin Vaughn and Valencia Sims today, our special guest. Her website, V-Source, V as in Victor, sourcemarketing.com. We're here talking about that. Also, too, guys, you can catch her network on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at All Points North. Hey, Bliss, let's talk about social media a little bit. How important is social media today when businesses get started up? How do you talk to them about social media presence? Anything there?
I've been noticing that I don't really have to do a lot of talking about social media because that's the first stop.
Yeah.
I just say keep things updated, keep things fresh. You know, make sure you know, look at your brand, your imaging, your logos. You know, your photo professional. Is your grammar? You know, how are you communicating? You know, what type of message are you sending out? To potential customers and just to anybody that's going by and listening, you know, there's a lot of programs that people are tapping into, and you just, you never know what you're applying for. And then somebody's going on your social media page and comparing apples and oranges. So you have to be very, very wary of the type of image that you're projecting on social media. But I think everybody's doing pretty much a good job, probably a little bit better. I could probably do a little better when it comes to social media, just because I kind of try to just, you know, because it'll suck you in too much. You always live, you always want to look you like this, you cared about that, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You can control your life. Social media is dragging in itself. So I just, you know, use it in moderation in a very professional, to the point type of way. And I think social media is a great platform for business. It's a necessary and great platform.
Absolutely, bless you. Bless you. I got to ask you this because most of my business or networks around the country, you know, one of the biggest things that they don't have is a personal assistant or a virtual assistant. So and that's so important. How important is a virtual assistant today, you think?
A virtual assistant is pretty much going to become just as necessary as your washer and dryer, I project.
Yeah.
Not just because I'm trying to send a commercial out there. There's career professionals that go to a regular career 9-to-5 that need a virtual assistant. I mean, when I started my business, when I was in technical college, I think one or two of my first customers were like people that just had a regular job.
Yeah,
you know, because
people
get overwhelmed. People need to delegate tasks. People need somebody to walk their dog.
Exactly.
You know, people need somebody to come clear a closet out at their house. So people need to remind them to go to church Sunday. You know, you need reminders and things like that. So your virtual assistant could really, you know, you need affirmations. You might need, somebody might need to text you and tell you that you're beautiful that morning. You know, virtual assistants could come in a lot of different packages.
And
that's one thing that VSource can do for a client.
Yeah.
We can customize those need on-demand, as-needed services.
Well, good. We got to talk about that because I want to start using you guys in because I know a lot of our clients and business people, you know, they're brilliant people, but they're trying to do everything.
You can't do everything.
Yeah. But
you
another thing.
Bring it to VSource.
Yep, exactly. Well, you know, one thing, Blizzy, what most people don't do is they don't have a budget for the services.
Okay.
That's the thing. And I think that's the challenge. They got to get the budget for that. And not that they can't do it, it's just that they don't have time to do everything. But a lot of them, can you talk about how important, if you don't mind, the last question about budget, how important it is to have a budget for even the sources, resources that you have? They can't just come in and expect to get everything for free. Obviously, so they gotta have.
Not necessarily, no. You gotta come with some electronic commerce, definitely.
Yeah,
but the beauty of it is, we meet you where you are, and the companies we collaborate with, and the entities and organizations such as your NLP network and everything like that. We build those partnerships to where it is so convenient to align yourself with VSource Office of Marketing. It's just like you should have thought about it before. We'll meet you where you are with your budget. I mean, not to put any of my customers on blast or throw them under the bus, but I've had people call me needing to pay half or half or half of half before, and we get it done. And it's amazing because once you put yourself in that type of position to be empathetic to people's economic conditions, you never know what you and that collaboration can get done that you didn't even know you were going to get done just because you were flexible to work with someone's budget.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Yeah, it's all about planning,
that's
guys.
That's what I'm going to speak on about. Yeah, planning and strategy, you know, because $20, $10, you get something done. But,
absolutely,
you know, most of the time business owners don't come, they don't come with that small amount of money anyway. But
Just
saying, there's something, there's an errand or a task that can get done for $20. I promise you that.
I love it. I love it. Hey, this is why we have Lindsay on, ladies and gentlemen. She brings it to the network to get you successful.
All right now.
No business because we ain't playing, folks. You got to understand
that. You better
tell
them, leading the way.
That's right. We are not playing the game, ladies and gentlemen. So, matter of fact, we're just excited about you being here with us today, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you. Hopefully you invite me back.
Anytime. Yeah, you're part of the network now, Lindsay. Keep us up to date and everything as well. But I wanted to give you some final thoughts there, if you don't mind, as we wind up this wonderful interview here. Yeah, some final thoughts to the network. Anything you'd like to say, ladies and gentlemen? This is Ms. Valencia Sims, CEO and founder of VSourceMarketing.com. All yours, Valencia.
So make sure listeners, family, friends, potential clients, current clients, entrepreneurs, startups, professionals, essential workers, go to vsourcemarketing.com, drop your email address inside of our subscriber box, and we will contact you to just say hello and see where you are. If you need a advocate, if you need a collaborator, or if you just need someone to run an idea by, vsourcemarketing.com, drop your email address into that box, and you'll be leading the way for your business.
Oh, I love it, Bliss. You know, Bliss, I just thought about something too. I want to ask you about web services and app development. Do you have those available? I'm sure you do. Website development and app development as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. We have we definitely have a vendor. We definitely have a referral and a vendor.
That's great. Good deal. Yeah, those are important too. And getting your domain name set up and all that stuff, you know.
All that good stuff. Yes, we definitely do.
Well, that's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, great. Well, guys, we got to get out of here, and we just wanted to spend some time with Valencia today, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and founder of the wonderful network there, V as in Victor, sourcemarketing.com. Valencia, we're just excited about what God is doing in your life with your family. God bless you today. Amen. Amen. So, yeah, this is your network, and I don't know if your sons want to come on sometime and share what they do, but they're welcome. So either do the radio or the Zoom.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yes.
Yeah, if they want to do that. Yeah, love to have them come on just to, because we always like to interview the brothers and see what the young men are doing out there and blow them up as well. So, yeah, we're excited about that. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
Very cool.
Amen. Amen. And let your fiance know thank you so much for letting you come on today.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Pretty sure he's listening.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate you, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got to go. You need to bring it with Kevin Vaughn.
You need to bring it.
Yes, that's right. You need to bring it. And don't forget to bring your digital currency and your money with you, too, as well.
And your electronic commerce.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we're excited about that. So, yeah, Valencia, we'll get
so
together. I'll talk to you offline and see what we can do to continue to collaborate.
Brother.
About the same time. Well, thank you so much, Valencia Sims, for being with us on You Need to Bring It with
Kevin
Vaughn. Thank you so much, man. We thank you. Thank God for you. And we want you to have a great and rest of the day. Valencia, we want people to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. Ladies and gentlemen, remember that Jesus is Lord. Valencia, you guys have a great rest of the day. Happy Mother's Day to you, Valencia.
Thank you.
And
God bless you. Have a good one.
You do the rest of your day and enjoy and have the best weekend ever, okay? God bless you. Amen. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kevin Vaughn on You Need to Bring It. And guess what? I want you to come go with me on the network. Our goal is to get you successful and to get you to a point where you can always win in Jesus' mighty name. Take care now. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. You Need to Bring It, Kevin Bond, and my special guest today, Miss Olympia Sims. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I want you to have a great day. And remember that Jesus is Lord. We'll see you next time on the network. Bye-bye.